You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Ventura Highway. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out our new website, Tom and Sandy 805.
And on there, of course, in our favorites is 9021-FA. I was just thinking it was FA soup weather last Monday
Almost.
Or Tuesday.
I was going to call you.
Yeah, and then the heat came up. Now it's that roll season when they make those beautiful fresh spring rolls over there at 9021-FA. I'm telling you, I've done a lot of the foods out there, a lot of the different restaurants that are in that genre. Is that the
genre.
Word? Genre. Okay, genre. Okay, Gale. Okay, Gale, let's go back
go
to
Gale.
Okay. So, but 90215 is absolutely fantastic. They're 30990 Russell Ranch Road in Westlake Village. And one of the beautiful things, Sandy, is that you can order curbside pickup.
I know. I love that.
That is awesome. So when you're going home, instead of grabbing that pizza and getting all fatted out, call 818-597-1902. Jason, you know, an ounce of fat on your body. I ate too many pizzas. That's my problem. 1902, and order some of this good, clean food. Are you hungry for a little more than what you've had before? Are you hungry? Jason Hendrick, the Hungry Man.
Good morning. The Everybody's Hungry segment is now brought to you by Mogul. Mogul's Dining Rewards and Loyalty Program helps consumers earn 10% cash back while dining at some of their favorite locations. Mogul is also helping put a dent in the fight against hunger. Through their partnership with Ventura County Credit Union, Mogul is making an impact right here in Ventura County by donating one meal to Food Share every time a member spends $20 or more at those very same restaurants. So don't miss out on the fun and the rewarding opportunity where Mogul encourages you to eat out, cash in, and do good. Sign up today at bccu.mogul.com and use the referral code FOODSHARE. Again, bccu.mogl.com. Use the referral code FOODSHARE, and 102,000 people in Ventura County are going to help get benefit from that.
Awesome.
Remember, every dollar spent and every meal donated makes a difference.
A major difference.
And speaking of meals, Tom, when you're on the road, when you're busy and you're out running, what do you like to grab?
Because he runs all the time.
Well, not literally running.
No, no.
Not literally running.
I run like
around.
Gale Force winds, okay? My car keeps right up with them.
But you need something convenient and delicious.
Burrito.
Bang. Man, he right off the bat. How did he do that?
Somehow you guys set this up.
No, I haven't even talked to Jason. I don't even like the guy. I want to talk to
I'm
him
impressed,
if I had
though,
to.
Because I felt like he was looking at my notes, but I can tell.
I love burritos.
He loves burritos.
I love burritos.
And the beauty of burritos, we're going to get into some other cool facts, but at the bottom line, the most watered down thing for me, and it contains all these awesome ingredients in a handheld package.
Yeah, I did look at his notes.
You know, that's a bummer for me because they don't make tortillas that are gluten-free.
Well,
of
they
all
probably
the
do.
Well, they
probably
will.
Still taste good.
No, they will. But the bottom is you just eat a burrito with no shell on it because it falls apart.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Tom, because
I like burritos
thanks to,
that way.
Thanks to the gluten-free individuals, and not the term that we would normally use outside of the studio, for Sandy's benefit.
Glutard.
Thank you. Sometimes restaurants will do a burrito bowl.
That's not the same.
It's not the same, and I'm glad you acknowledge it's not
Look
the same.
Look at that face.
But,
that's not the same.
But it can.
I don't want that.
It can get you close because then you can get a bowl full of all the delicious inner ingredients that would be inside the burrito. You miss the tortilla. You miss the handheld package, but you can get some of the fajita vegetables or the meats and the beans and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Not technically a burrito.
Right.
The word burrito, though, does come from the Spanish word for donkey or burro and translates literally into little donkey. And
oh my gosh.
And
is that what the donkey shows are down there? It's just a burrito shop?
Well, and the reason, one of the myths, because again, when we talk about food and origins, everyone has kind of their own perspective of their story. You look back, and in order to really define when a food originated, it has to be documented somewhere. It's got to be on
right.
a menu, it's got to be in a book. But there is a reference where the folk history says a man named.
Your lips are sticking together.
I know.
Aren't
you
they?
Had the problem a few minutes ago.
No,
you passed it on.
My lips
Thank
are
you.
Sticking together.
It's because of the wind. The
it's the gale force winds.
It's the gale force winds.
It's dry. But a man named Juan Mendez sold tacos in a street stand in Bella Vista neighborhood of Ciudad Juarez. He used a donkey as a transport for himself, and he used to keep the burritos warm under a little tablecloth. Okay, so he's got this donkey. He's traveling around with the burritos under the tablecloth. He sells them as kind of a street food,
mm-hmm.
and it. Supposedly, literally translated to food from the burro, the burrito. Okay, so
right.
the donkeys.
The donkey.
Yeah,
tray.
Right.
And it eventually evolved into just burrito, the small donkey.
You can put anything in a burrito and it tastes good.
You can. And that's,
I mean, you know.
I don't care how it originated. When you really get down to it, again, it's a handheld little transportable package full of delicious ingredients, often made with refried beans, black beans, pinto yeah. beans. You've got a meat in there. You can put in all kinds of great vegetables. Spinoffs galore.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, nowadays, the fusion concept really opens the door for any kind of awesome ingredient you can put in there. And one of our favorites right here in Ventura is Himalaya.
Yeah, they do a burrito.
Oh, true.
They do.
In fact, Anoop's going to be on the show later on.
Yeah,
today.
They do a they do an air yeah. quotes burrito. It's a their version of chicken tikka masala in the burrito, and the wrap is not a tortilla. It's naan bread. It's delicious because you get a thick fluffiness to it. The tikka is kind of a combination. It's got chicken, lamb, and paneer cubes, and paneer is one of their homemade cheeses with tomato, onion, their great tamarind and mint sauce. Traditionalists will fight about the concept of the burrito, though. When you start putting things, you know, that are not kind of Mexican or South American in origin into the tortilla, people complain that it's not really a burrito.
Well, then what would you call it, a wrap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when you see a wrap on healthy menus or like at a commissary at a, you know, hospital or a corporate complex, a big wrap is essentially a burrito. I mean, you're looking at the packaging, you're looking at what's going in there. And as defined, just for clarification, as defined by Merriam-Webster, a flour tortilla rolled or folded around a filling. So technically, any of those big wraps
mm-hmm.
or these fusion items are still a burrito.
Right.
Just kind of depends on how stringent you want to get with your perspective.
It's just fancy like Gale Winds.
It is
right,
just
like
fancy.
And speaking of Gale Winds, somebody just called in right now. There's a huge truck fire on the 101 at Rose southbound. So if you're going southbound, you might want to take a look at that. There's probably going to be a SIG alert or something on that and get off the freeway and go around maybe. But there's a huge truck fire, 101 at Rose southbound.
Put your burrito down while you're driving through
and
that section.
Don't drive with your burrito because that's against the law anyway. Okay, you guys like your burrito dry or wet?
Ooh, Tom, you are – I feel like I gave you a copy of my notes.
No, I swear – dude.
We're on sync today.
I love burritos.
Question.
Sandy, we're in tune today.
You guys are.
I mean, look at the stomach.
I'm amazed.
This got some burritos in here, baby.
But here's a question. Okay, so if you have a wet burrito, what makes it different than an enchilada?
Something sounded funny about that. If your burrito is wet, call your doctor.
Ultimately, Sandy, I think the difference between a burrito and enchilada has to do with the filling. Okay, the size and the filling. But for those of you who are still tuned in and not laughing away from the radio.
Oh, man.
Tom's reference, a wet burrito or a smothered burrito, is a burrito that's been smothered in a red chili sauce. It can be considered enchilada style.
Or green. It could be green sauce. Okay, well, I'm just saying that they do it with green.
They do, but I'm more of a red sauce guy.
It's not about you. It's about the burrito. Is it a wet burrito or not?
Okay, we're going to have to stop with the whole wet thing.
And you throw some shredded cheese on there. Spinning that again, a chimichanga is a deep-fried burrito. So you're taking the same kind of package, you're dropping it in the fryer.
See, damn, that hurts.
My problem is I've got all these visuals.
Yeah, yeah, but that's your mind. See, my mind is thinking burrito.
I know.
I don't know where she's at right now.
In my head, I see a deep fat fryer. I got a burrito going down, some red sauce slopped over the top when it comes out on the plate.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No. I don't want to deep fry a burrito.
They deep fry everything else.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, no, but burrito, it's soft, it's tender, it's moist. Now, let's go back to the thing. We just lost Sandy. Okay, she's gone. So this is between me and you now.
But she couldn't eat it anyway.
She's not even on the show anymore,
yeah,
okay?
The glutard couldn't eat it anyway.
She's got to have it in a bowl.
Back to us.
You can't even call that a burrito eater. Okay, so.
Now back to you, Tom.
Thank you. Are we eating it dry or wet? If you're going to order at the restaurant, because they'll say, you know, do you want the sauce on it or not the sauce on it?
I'm a dry guy.
Me too. I'm a dry guy too.
Yeah, and my wife has this cool method of unwrapping the foil and creating like a little stand. It's like you can...
A stand for your burrito?
Yeah, because then...
So your burrito is just standing erect? Is that what you're saying to me?
Your burrito is standing
I'm
erect.
I'm asking.
You don't want your burrito to fall over and all the stuff comes out.
I've never heard of a burrito stand, ever.
No.
And
no.
I've been to a lot of Mexican restaurants.
I'll have Bree come in and show you how to fold the foil so that it stands up.
Your burrito. And look at your burrito.
Actually, in Freebirds here in Ventura, they work on that as well. When they put your burrito down on the plate,
yeah.
you can kind of You give it a little pound, actually, on the table, and it flattens the bottom so it'll stand up.
Why?
Because once you start taking bites out of your burrito,
it falls out.
It exposes all the great ingredients. If you lay it down on your plate, those ingredients fall out on your plate.
True.
Then you use a fork and you put them in your mouth.
But half the point of the burrito, Tom, is to carry it with you in your hand.
That's the definition.
And then you don't get your hand.
That's the definition.
I have a couple other cool places that I love burritos from.
Right.
I want everyone to, as well, go to everybodyshungry.org. Or go to my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Send us some information about your favorite burrito places because I want to get out more into the Ventura County area and eat more burritos. We have so many great Mexican restaurants and restaurants that are doing these. Send me your suggestions. But I also like the fish and shrimp burrito from Spencer McKenzie's.
Really?
Down in Thompson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's
fish
delicious.
Fish and shrimp, yeah.
Yeah, it's
that
got
would be good.
Cabbage, onion, cilantro, white rice. But then they also do it Brooklyn style. And it's their house-made Spencer sauce with this awesome sweet chili fire sauce mixed together. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's a good like kind of Asian influence with some heat and a little bit of Mexican salsa kind of flavor.
Yeah,
I really like that one. If you want a variation, go to Santa Cruz Market for their shawarma. Now, technically, you know, when we were debating earlier, it's not really a true burrito, but it is a sandwich that's made usually with sliced lamb or chicken, vegetables, and a tahini style. So it's more of a Mediterranean focus, and it's wrapped in pita, not tortilla or naan. So it's a pita base. It's really delicious. Great late-night food, too. As we know, burritos, by default, are awesome after a night of drinking or beers.
Yeah, settle your belly right now.
Yeah. And my recommendation, when you're going to a place, whether it's a burrito or any other Mexican dish, if you go to a Mexican restaurant, my personal philosophy is to try the carnitas or the pastor first, mm-hmm. el pastor, because anybody can do carne asada. A little salt and pepper, you sear some steak. You can do chicken, make grilled chicken. Ultimately, though, the pastor and the carnitas take a certain level of seasoning, finesse, a lot of old world kind of recipe tradition, in my opinion.
Right.
And if you want to really understand how good that food's going to be at the Mexican restaurant, try the carnitas or the pastor first, and it should give you a kind of a base of whether or not the rest of the food's going to be good.
I agree. You know, carnitas is a big favorite of mine, and I'm amazed as I go to restaurants sometimes, and the carnitas is not any good. And it just bugs the heck out of me because it's one of those great dishes that you should know how to make.
And it takes some care, and it shows if you're not focusing on your carnitas, you may not be focusing on the other ingredients.
Right.
We have some giveaways, too.
Okay.
Because, there are a lot of great places out there that are doing burritos. Our friends at Access and courtesy of Tom here, Tom and Sandy's 805, have a couple of Access books, 2013 books. Still 3 months left on these books. You're going to get a lot of value out of them. The 2014 books are starting to get released as well, so you want to watch for those, and you can purchase them. But I recommend getting your feet wet with the 2013 books that Tom has. Get out there. Try some of the restaurants in the book that are serving up the burritos.
They are so valuable.
They're
awesome. I've gone to certain places and saved $20 each.
Yeah,
easy.
The books are valued at $30, so you go to one dinner, and oftentimes you're paying
for it. Yeah, buy one, get one free. And if you go over to here to Green Thumb Nursery, the first purchase is 25% off. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah.
But Himalaya is in there. Spencer McKenzie is in there. Corrales is in there. They're another great Ventura location with burritos. There's a lot of cool restaurants in the Access book that will give you access to our burrito topic.
Right, right.
Perfect.
Very cool. So we have two of those. I think you got to come down and get them, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'll be here till 10.
You'll be here till 10. So give Jason a call. Give Jim a call back there. The first two callers to call in for that, 650-1590, can get a book on the Access. Just come on down here and pick it up and introduce yourself. Come on the radio, in fact.
And again, I need your suggestions on great burrito places. Everybody'sHungry.org or our Facebook page, Everybody's Hungry.
All right, so we're not going to go on a break. We're going to open the phone lines.
But we're going to play a little music to begin with. Good, the bad,
and the ugly.
And the ugly.
You know,
she stared at me when
she did say that. But you know,
she stared at me. No, she didn't look at you. She looked at me.
I saw
that. Was hurtful.
I saw that. And you know, my vision time. We were talking about visions earlier. When that music came up,
yeah,
it was a leather holster.
Clint Eastwood.
And a burrito on each side.
Oh, yeah. And he just pulls it up and bites it. One's wet and one's dry.
The burrito segment is over.
The burrito segment will live in infamy. It is done.
Oh,
the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I know our phones are ringing right now, so hopefully something can get through. If you've had a bad experience at a restaurant, call us. If you've had a great experience at a restaurant, call us. 650-1590. Tell us. We'll put you on the air. Tell us about your experience that you had. Why it was really good or why it was really bad. Because we need to know. And our listeners need to know.
And I want to preface with just the fact that, you know, you go to a restaurant and you do, you spend a lot of money at the restaurants. And not only that, it's your time and energy of going to a place and you want an experience. And
right.
if you don't get it, I mean, I think it's kind of shameful because we work really hard for our money and our time is very valuable.
It is. There's nothing more frustrating to me than to go out to dinner with hard-earned money and walk out and say, that was horrendous. All the way around, that was lousy.
So I'm going to start the segment by saying one word. Jason, fresh. When you go to a restaurant, fresh. You want fresh ingredients. Okay, so I went to this Mexican restaurant that I tried that was right by my house. And it's Mexican food. And the first thing I asked, because they said, you know, do you want to drink anything? And I love fresh made margaritas.
Yes.
And I asked them, I said, is it freshly made, you know, with the lime juice and all the good stuff? And she said, yeah, we make it fresh. And I said, okay. Tried it. It was totally from like
packaged.
A can. It wasn't, it was packaged.
Like a dry mix even.
Pre-made. It was pre-made.
Now, and I think, Sandy, you're bringing up a cool point as we start to get into some phone calls. The communication is critical. Obviously, Tom, like you said, we go into a restaurant and you have an expectation, you want a great experience. But you and the server and you and the staff have to be able to communicate on what that means. And if you say fresh, her idea was, it's not out of a pitcher, right? Maybe we shake the syrup fresh. But that doesn't mean fresh ingredients.
Thought. Exactly.
So it's tough. You got to break through that barrier a little bit and make sure that they understand what you want.
But everything was like that. I mean, everything just kind of tasted frozen, like it was just prepackaged.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
I wasn't a fan of that. And so, I'm not. It was chili peppers, the new chili peppers right there in Camarillo.
Yeah.
Just not real happy about it. But then on a good note, I love going to Money Ponchos over there in Camarillo.
Boy, those are margaritas. Those are good margaritas.
They make it in this little clay pot, and you can just taste the fresh lime. And all their sauces are fresh, their salsa. Yum. So good.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about a restaurant that I had a horrible experience at. I mentioned
this one qualifies ugly.
This is ugly. And I would say,
don't
go to this restaurant. That's just my feeling. And now I lost where I am here. Mermaid Tavern on T.O. Boulevard. I've gone there twice. In fact, I think I've gone there three times. With Sandy twice, we were there. And then I went again with my wife, Carol. All experiences were lousy. The food wasn't any good. The service was even worse. The first thing the server says to me when we say, what's good here? He goes, not that much. You know, it was like that. Like I'm going,
no way.
Yeah. And he goes, they can't figure out what they want to do here. This is what the server says to me. They can't figure out what they want. The first thing is they can't figure out what they want to do here.
It sounds kind of like those shows they've got out right now where they're using the hidden cameras and bringing in a consultant to revamp the place, and the servers are doing whatever they want.
I don't think they have an identity yet, though. I think that's the problem.
Well, they change every week. Yeah. They've gone from sports bar to this bar to that bar. Once again, if you've had an experience, I know we're running short on time. Call us right now. You got enough time to get in. 650-1590 and share it with us.
So we need to turn this around and give a good, like a tavern-y feel, and you love, and we all love, Barrel House 101.
Yeah. That's the exact opposite of the Mermaid Tavern.
Right.
The exact opposite. Now, let's understand when I say Mermaid Tavern, that's not the tavern. Those are two different restaurants. The tavern in Ventura is far superior to this other one. I'm not even talking about that. This is Mermaid Tavern in Thousand Oaks.
And for me, when we're talking about good opportunities, you know, used Barrel House just now. I go in there a lot and I have really become acquainted with the staff. So they know who I am. The great thing for me about service and an experience is even if there's a mistake, what do they do to correct it?
Right.
And, you know, because obviously in restaurants, sometimes tickets get lost or there's a miscommunication between you and the server and the bartender, what have you, and things may get messed up.
Right.
But it's what do they do to fix it? What, like you said, Tom, how can the server even acknowledge right away that nothing's good?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, offer a different recommendation. Try to come up with something that interacts with the guest and correct the issue. Don't just by default throw up your hands like, you know, it sucks or sorry about your luck. Customer, no big deal.
Well, I think all they do is they bring in another chef and they try it again. And it's a rotating situation.
But Barrel House is a good place to go in, and the staff care about your experience. They want you to appreciate the beer. They give you recommendations. And if you want a sample of something, you know, they want you to be educated about what you're drinking and eating. Not every place, obviously, is like that. And hopefully we can get this segment kicked off over the next few weeks where people call in with their experience.
Well, they will, too. We just didn't have any time here to really delve into this. So we've got to – maybe we'll do it next week and make sure we have enough time to kind of go into the good, the bad, and the ugly.
All right. Well, we're going to go on a break. We're going to be right back.
I think we're going to be back.
This was fast.
We got another hour?
Yeah.
We got, you got 2 hours, Tom.
Oh, Lord.
Watch out for the gale winds.
Yeah, and the burritos.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.